USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man has been arrested on Capitol Hill for threatening lawmakers Thursday. Tim Berg reports.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone.
Texas educators said Thursday will stop enforcing Governor Greg Abbott's ban on public school districts imposing mask mandates. The Texas Supreme Court declined to uphold the mask ban over a technicality. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring, Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
The feds are planning to cut student loans for the disabled. Wendy King reports.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings and seek to eliminate the requirement of a three-year income monitoring period. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said the changes make it easier for borrowers to receive their relief by removing the requirements that they fill out an application. The department added that all discharges will occur by the end of the year and will be free from federal income taxation, but could result in state income tax consequences.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, on Newsmax TV, weighs in on the debacle that is the Afghanistan withdrawal.
We have been working for months trying to get answers on what is actually happening on the ground and what the plan was going to be after Joe Biden tossed away the exit strategy that Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo had put in place, and it was conditions-based, and then Biden decides he wants to work off of a date on the calendar. And, you know, we have American citizens there. We have Tennesseans there. We have those that have supported our men and women in uniform. And what we have tried to do is get answers and to figure out what the strategy is going to be.
On Thursday, the senator demanded to know why the nation's first female vice president isn't defending the women and girls who are in grave danger from Taliban rule.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? We know that they are going to be brutalized. We know the women who have worked with us with our U.S. Secretary of State's program for women and girls, these are women that are going to be murdered. They're going to have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.